Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back for hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. 5:12. We always try to get as much as we can in before our first quick check of the roads and weather. So, Chris, we are officially on the clock.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Don't you love it when a plan comes together?
What a beautiful afternoon, isn't it? I had to throw that in there. I mean, geez.
Yeah, kind of warm for my taste, but it's nice.
But another 7 days of zeros in terms of like chances of rain. On the books far, so we're pretty darn happy about that. No bad feelings about it at all.
You're like, I don't wish it was colder even remotely.
Hey, Austin, there's a survey out today suggesting while inflation has come down significantly, it's still impacting Americans' holiday travel plans. You thinking about, you work radio, forget that. You don't have travel plans. Okay, Fox's Christian Goodwin has more.
A survey conducted by Bankrate finding more than 4 in 5 holiday travelers, 83%, are finding ways to save money on travel this year. 32% say they will be traveling fewer days, 30% choosing less expensive accommodations, 28% opting to drive instead of flying to their holiday destination, and 25% say they'll be spending less on festive activities. A rep for the consumer financial services company says, although inflation has come down significantly, it continues to strain holiday travelers in a big way, adding multiple years of paying more for everything from housing to food, gas, and discretionary items has eroded savings and increased debt. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I say that because in radio, of course, holidays? What are holidays?
Yeah, we're always needed.
And that's okay, though. That's a good thing.
Yes.
It really is. 5:14.
It's fun to be appreciated.
Yes, it is. November, quickly approaching. A few events to consider. Friday and Saturday, this coming up Friday and Saturday, of course, it's the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. Sunday, November 3rd, DSTN's 2 a.m., followed by the November 5th general election. And less than a week later, on Monday, November 11th, Veterans Day, one of two federal holidays in the U.S. that honor the military.
Absolutely. And, another event going on that I think some people in this area may like to know about is happening this Saturday. Florida State hosts North Carolina. Ooh. Yeah. I'll just put it to you this way. If you don't know anything about North Carolina, Florida State is now, 1-7?
Yep.
Outside of Charleston Southern. So without the FCS team, North Carolina is looking like the most likely game for Florida State to win between now and the end of the regular season. So it's kind of a big deal. Either way, the reason I bring this up is because in a little under 15 minutes, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to that game. So be sure to listen right before 5:30, right before our Fox News break.
I was talking to some bookies earlier. Did you know FSU is predicted to win this game by 4? FSU 24, UNC 20.
I don't know why.
Since North Carolina has quarterback issues and is fresh off an embarrassing loss to James Madison University.
James Madison beat them earlier this year 70-50.
They gave up 70 points.
But that's still North Carolina putting up 50, and Florida State's offense still stinks.
Well, FSU's offense will have a opportunity to get things going.
Oh, my goodness. They had opportunities against Miami.
Oh, behave.
I'm sorry.
Coming up less than 15 minutes, like Austin said, we got some tickets to give away.
So I'm sorry, Chris. Somebody had to say it.
Absolutely. You go. You go.
All righty. 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, a caller, letting us know earlier that near the intersection of Airport Boulevard and College Parkway had some debris that was kind of blocking some things or causing some issues. Maybe the drivers were having to avoid. There's not much congestion over there, though, if that is the case. Outside of that, it's just some backups on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also, we had an accident reported. This is on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling towards Highway 87, but any congestion that was in that area has since passed. As for the weather, it's 76 degrees, low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, another sunny, mostly clear day, high of 79, low of 69.
Big retailers offering inflation-fighting deals to get you to shop there for Thanksgiving. Fox's Jenny Casola has more details.
Target is promoting a Thanksgiving dinner to feed four people for $20, which it says is $5 less than a year ago. It's offering turkey for 79 cents a pound, potatoes, Del Monte green beans, cream of mushroom soup, cranberry sauce, stovetop turkey stuffing mix, and Heinz turkey gravy. There's also a mac and cheese side dish, apple or pumpkin pie, and there's a free pizza for members of its Target Circle 360 loyalty program. Walmart says its Thanksgiving deal will feed eight people for $7 apiece, and Aldi has a Thanksgiving deal that feeds 10 people for $47. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
All righty, 517 here. Wanted to let you know that the CDC is urging certain seniors, plus other at-risk people, to get additional COVID-19 shots. The CDC has issued new guidelines calling for people ages 65 and up and those with weakened immune systems to get a second dose of the updated COVID vaccine 6 months after their last shot. It also says that those who are immunocompromised should consult with their doctors to determine whether they should receive even more doses. CDC experts believe that getting the updated vax can reduce the risk of long COVID and help protect against new variants.
During your lunchtime hour on Wednesday, there's something special you need to do. The Blues and Thunderbirds are going to participate in a joint flyover. The Super Delta flight launches at 11:30 and will be visible along the Gulf Coast from as far west as Perdido Key, Johnson's Beach, Pensacola Beach, Palafox Street, downtown. The Thunderbirds will join the Blues Friday and Saturday on board NAS Pensacola for the Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. And let me just tell you something. If you've not been to one of these air shows yet, the one thing I can stress to you and cannot stress even more and more is the fact that you need to get there early. Parking. Just remember that coming up. I think the gates open at 8 out at NAS main site. So air shows coming up Friday and Saturday. It'll be a good one. So just get there early.
Yes, absolutely. And remember, no weapons or anything that can be considered a weapon are allowed. No coolers, no umbrellas, but chairs, of course, are encouraged to kick back, relax, and enjoy the show. 519 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, there are more mental health resources for Florida certain frontline workers. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Someone recently asked me, do you believe in guardian angels? And my answer is yes, but only for the Christian. In a rhetorical question, Hebrews 1:14 explains that angels are sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. So Christian person, since you're saved, an angel has been sent forth to minister to you. And remember, Psalm 103 explains that angels excel in strength. Angels are colossal beings. They are greater in power and might than the strongest of men. However, as strong as angels are, Jesus is stronger. As wonderful as it is to think about the many ways that angels serve us, Jesus served us in a far greater way by giving his life a ransom for us. Angels are created beings, and they're wonderful, but Jesus is the eternal creator God, so rejoice in Jesus today.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Florida's First is home to thousands of veterans and active duty military. So why don't we have a VA surgical center here? It's unacceptable. I'm Gay Valamont, and while Matt Gaetz talks a big game about supporting the military, he's lost two squadrons and failed to secure the care our veterans need. Our service members deserve action. I'll fight to secure funding and ensure they have access to the benefits they've earned. On November the 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont, and let's get our veterans the care they deserve.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
Warning, Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
8 days left until the general election. Be sure to listen to News Radio 92.3 for your election coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got. All right, looking at the roads here, we did get a texter, but also seeing confirmation on our map here. If you are traveling eastbound on I-10 coming from Alabama, particularly the Mobile area, we do have some pretty severe backups from an accident reported. Thank you very much for texting in. Also on Highway 29, traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard, still got some backups there from a previously reported accident. Outside of that, it's just a bit more of what we usually have this time each and every afternoon. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 79, low of 60.
I had a terrible weekend sports-wise. Just thought I'd share that with you.
Yeah.
Both the Saints and LSU really tanked. I
mean, hey, let me tell you something.
Just disgusting.
You know, people always say it, and of course they say it jokingly, you shouldn't have a gambling problem, but they always say everyone who quits gambling quits right before they win big.
It's a good thing I don't gamble.
Well, everyone who hates on LSU, you know, they quit right before they win big, and let's just say I won big. I didn't quit doubting them, and look where it got me.
Yeah, I hear you. It's just you were right, man. You picked the game.
A&M, though, they're a pretty good team. They're easily top three in the SEC right now, I think.
I think that game was an emotional game.
Mm,
I think when you have 108,000 people. That's how many were there. 108,000 people.
Yeah.
They were loud. They never sat down. 12th man, you know, the whole thing. Listen, nobody could hear. I mean, and this is no excuses. Texas A&M was a far better team. Far better team.
Oh, yeah, they're looking tough.
But as a LSU and Saints guy, I thought the weekend sucked.
But I mentioned this before the break. There are mental health resources increasing for certain Florida frontline workers. Attorney General Ashley Moody held a news conference to highlight the new tools in honor of National First Responders Day. She says that nearly 90 first responders died by suicide since 2019. And to try to end mental health stigma, the state has launched the Hope Line to provide confidential and emotional support statewide. The service is in addition to the Crisis Center, which was launched about 5 years ago and helps first responders in 11 counties.
Brings to mind that Delta Airlines flight attendant in San Francisco that threw that lady off the plane about having a t-shirt about veteran suicides.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's all that. Listen, that thing's getting ready to erupt. Now, I've got a story coming up, and maybe I'm going to get it in this next half hour.
All right.
Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, he's now getting involved in this thing about what actually happened to a veteran in San Francisco trying to get on an airplane. They kicked her off the plane. Then they put her on. She paid for a seat in the class. Then they stuck her in the back of the plane, not even the seat she paid for.
Wow.
Yeah, not nasty. I mean, that's above nasty.
Right.
But anyway, that's what's happening. I got a story coming up in half an hour. Stay with me, folks.
All righty. And also, we've got violent crimes dropping in a portion of Northeast Florida. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office transparency page shows that the murder rate is down by 50% compared to this time last year. The good news comes on the heels of a violent weekend in the city that left three people dead following four separate shootings. A group of local faith leaders known as I Care have partnered with the group Violence Intervention Method to help prevent violence in communities. So, hey, violent crimes dropping in a pivotal part of the state. That's good.
That's some good news there. Did I mention to you the person that was affected on that flight I was talking about a second ago? 20-year U.S. Marine vet.
Yes.
And that's the way she was treated.
Absolutely. Just want to touch on this since it's about 529 already. We do have a pair of tickets that were given away to Florida State, North Carolina. Now, listen, it's a football game, but
this is good.
North Carolina is seen as what you would call a quote-unquote basketball school. Football program's not terrible, typically, but the basketball, of course, is superb. Well, two of the greatest players of all time are LeBron James, widely considered at least.
And Pete Maravich.
LeBron James and someone else.
Oh.
LeBron James didn't go to college. This other guy, he played for the Chicago Bulls, so maybe that'll help you. He played college ball for North Carolina. The first person to text in that fella's name, it's not Michael Jackson, but it's darn close. The first person to text that guy's name, the other MJ's name, into 850-437-1620 gets the tickets. Again, what's the name of that famous NBA player? 850-437-1620. Text in, let me know who it is, and if you are first, you will get this pair of tickets to Florida State, North Carolina.
And the text number is?
850-437-1620.
All right. And good luck. Happy
yes.
dialing.
Good luck. We already got a text dropping in, so
okay,
we're good.
Let me just mention this to you real quickly here. I'm very excited. We'll start our interviews on Friday about 5:12. We'll be talking to somebody from the SEC at 5:12. On Friday, we're going to start because, of course, why am I saying this? Well, the SEC Women's Soccer Championships returning to Pensacola. 12 nationally ranked soccer teams will compete for the conference title, November 3rd through 10th. They'll do it over at Ashton-Brosnahan. The third year for Pensacola hosting this tournament. Tickets, by the way, now on sale, pensacolasports.org. And a surprise guest coming up on Friday. They won't tell me who the person is at this point. And also, tomorrow, I'll have a better understanding on who those 12 SEC women's teams will be coming to Pensacola.
I'm John Saucier, Vice President Kamala Harris making a campaign stop in Saginaw, Michigan, putting a focus on manufacturing jobs, touring Corning's Hemlock Semiconductor Next Gen facility.
And so I want to thank you all for what you're doing here as a great example of what was a vision that we had, the President and I and the Congressman. We're going to create a meaningful public investment in America's private industries.
Corning received a $325 million investment from the Chips and Science Act. Former President Trump in Georgia taking questions at a summit hosted by the National Faith Advisory Board. He was asked about the conflict in the Middle East and the war between Russia and Ukraine.
We are closer
to a World War III right now than we've ever been, between Russia and Ukraine and the Middle East is all exploding and going crazy.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Delta Airlines are announcing they're suing CrowdStrike, claiming the cybersecurity company cut corners, causing a worldwide technology outage that led to thousands of canceled flights back in July. The airline is asking for compensation. CrowdStrike says Delta is giving misinformation and trying to shift the blame for its slow recovery. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher, with the Dow gaining 273, the S&P 500 grew 15, and the Nasdaq was up 48 points. China's industrial profits in September dropped at the fastest pace since the pandemic, according to data from the National Bureau of Statistics. After a 17.8% fall in August, industrial profits dropped just over 27% in September, year over year. Venom: The Last Dance claimed the North American box office over the weekend, collecting $51 million during its opening weekend. U.S. crude oil futures around $68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? That's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. That's the sound of over $20 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The Cowboys lost to the 49ers and are now 3-4. After the game, before he could even take off his pads, Trayvon Diggs was seen confronting Mike Glezzi for a tweet that happened during the game when the reporter asked what Diggs was doing during a specific play. And this typical Cowboy behavior should surprise no one, because Jerry Jones values making headlines over winning, but just maybe instead of showing that passion off the field, Trayvon and his teammates should try showing that fight on the field one of these days. I'm Zach Gelb.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at Robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodities interest can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at Robinhood.com/election.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
This is it. It's the final Bands on the Beach of the 2024 season, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Accord.
Purple rain, purple rain.
This week, it's Class X, the high-energy classic rock cover band with two powerful lead vocalists playing the best of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and some modern-day selections as well. Don't miss Class X tomorrow night at 7 for the very last performance of the season for Bands on the Beach.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Got a couple of accident reports throughout this afternoon that have just been causing some issues. Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard is still backed up. And if you're traveling eastbound on I-10 coming from Mobile, we've got some backups there because of an accident report that we got at the top of this hour. Outside of that, it's just a couple of the usual spots that we see giving us trouble every time, each and every day. As for the weather, it's still 76 degrees, low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, pretty similar. Another sunny, mostly clear day, high of 79, low of 69.
You're not getting away from this one as easy as you want to. Who won How's the that? Tickets?
Oh, I forgot about that. I always try to give congratulations first. April won the tickets. April from Milton, I believe.
Milton.
Yes.
Thanks, Milton. Thanks, April.
She, I think it said that she had last won tickets to an FSU game about 3 years ago. So
thanks for hanging in there with me.
She's a loyal fan. She's
very cool.
Through the good and bad.
Okay, 5:39, News Radio 92.3. I promise you we were going to discuss this and... Oh, here we go. SEC games coming up. And we'll do a quick review of what happened on Saturday and then what didn't happen on Saturday. Not a surprise here. Ole Miss 26, Oklahoma 14. Any surprise?
I knew that Ole Miss probably wasn't going to win by as much as the spread indicated, but they struggled in that game for a while. What did it say? At half, they were trailing 14-10. Mm-hmm. Was that it?
Mm-hmm.
Man, what's going on there, Ole Miss? Uh-oh.
Look at this Arkansas score. Arkansas 58, Mississippi State 25.
Yeah, you know what? I was trying to give Mississippi State benefit of the doubt because a lot of their losses had been at least somewhat competitive until that one. Wow.
I got as far as three quarters on this game. Alabama 34, Missouri 0. I flipped it off. I got bored.
Alabama statistically looked like what we expect them to. Similarly to what they did against Tennessee, they got off to a pretty slow start offensively, and they gave Mizzou multiple opportunities to make up for their mistakes and get into the game. And Mizzou, they were weakened offensively with their running back and QB issues, but it just wasn't there. Missouri, I don't think, is that good of a team, but especially when you hurt their running game, oh, they're done for.
The Texas Vandy game was something to watch, and I did. 27 for Texas and 24 for Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Gosh, I don't know what to make of that. Because obviously,
I thought Vandy had it.
Obviously, Texas is a good team, and I know Vandy can be tricky. They've proven that. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think Vandy's that great. I think this was a matter of Texas. You know, they were beat up after the Georgia game. They were maybe overlooking Vandy, especially with Vandy kind of sleeping on Ball State as they looked ahead to the Texas game. It was a struggle, but yeah, congrats to Vandy for keeping it close. They're still a good team.
You know, Vandy has something in common with FSU.
What's that?
They're both going through construction at their stadiums.
Yes, they are.
And I saw the Vanderbilts. It was like naked at the end zones. I mean, because of the construction.
Yeah.
They only allow 30,000 in for those games. For college games, that's really stretching it. You know, cutting back on seating.
Yeah, that's pretty small.
Do you know what the seating capacity right now is at Doak Campbell since they're doing their renovation?
I want to say there's about the better part of 20,000 seats that aren't being used. That may be a little bit much.
No, I think you're right.
I can't remember, but it's pretty significant downsizing.
Okay, so will April win tickets that are for existing seats, or are those seats?
I sure hope so. We got quite an issue on our hands as a station if she gets told, yeah, your seats don't exist right now.
April, we're just joking. Okay, Auburn, Kentucky.
Man, I knew that was going to be a low-scoring game. I took Auburn to win it. I think I was kind of unpopular on that, but I've been studying Auburn.
Listen,
they're a darn good team.
I was pulling for Auburn in this, and you know, I think they were up like 14-0 earlier in the game.
Auburn has a nasty habit of getting double-digit leads and blowing them. They did that against Oklahoma, did it against Mizzou. Luckily, Kentucky's struggling this year, but Auburn, they're a far better team defensively and far more physical than their record implies.
Okay, this isn't really much to talk about. The Texas A&M LSU game. LSU played horrible, just absolutely horrible. I even saw Coach Kelly mouth a few four-letter words there on television. You could read lips. It wasn't, you know.
Yeah, LSU's, they're good. They're good.
Come on, this game, they weren't even halfway good.
I think the problem is when LSU fans, at least some, when they saw that they got Brian Kelly, they thought that was a big grab. Right. And the problem is it wasn't. Brian Kelly is a good coach at a great program. That doesn't mean you're always going to be great, and that doesn't mean you're winning national titles. There's a reason he never won at Notre Dame. Oh, I can get you looking good, but I can't win you anything. That's Brian Kelly's legacy, and that's how LSU is right now.
You behave.
They're a good team with a ceiling. That's the Brian Kelly effect.
Texas A&M 38, LSU 23, and we'll not talk about it.
We will forget that game ever happened.
Pass it on that way. Okay, coming up Saturday. Very interesting Saturday here. It's the Florida-Georgia game in Jacksonville. The Ooh. Gator Bowl.
Yeah. the Gator Bowl that's more important than the actual Gator Bowl.
Right.
Man, I'm sorry. I think Georgia's probably going to dismantle Florida.
I think you have to be at least a bit of a realist to make that decision.
I think both teams are coming off byes, and Florida has proven, you know what? We're not as dog water as everybody
that's
thought
true.
We were going to be. Yeah.
I would have probably... I'm not a betting person, but let me just use this as a facetious statement. I would have bet that Billy Napier would not be around this time.
Wouldn't have made it this far.
I'm happy. Listen, I don't wish ill on the Florida Gators at all.
Mm.
But
they've got a winning record today.
They really do. So let's just say good luck, Florida. Good luck, Georgia.
Yeah, y'all are going to need it.
Call it that. We're quite negotiators, aren't we?
Sure. All right. That's one way to put it.
Believe our own minds on that one. Ole Miss and Arkansas.
Yeah, I think that's at Arkansas. And
it is.
That Ole Miss notoriously struggles at Arkansas. I could see the Razorbacks riding high after that Mississippi State win. Ole Miss kind of limped to the finish line a couple times against Oklahoma. I think Arkansas can win that one.
This will be a good game. It's Vandy-Auburn.
That's at Auburn. Give me Auburn. Give me the Tigers.
Okay. I love this one. Maine at Oklahoma.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah. I hate it when teams do that. Just smack dab in the middle of the season. We play a no name. I think the Sooners can pull that one off. They're losing as much as they're winning, but I think they got it against the Black Bears.
Here comes another game. Here's one. Massachusetts at Mississippi State.
Good Lord. Well, if UMass was going to beat anyone in the SEC, it would be Mississippi State, but I think the Bulldogs got it.
Texas A&M at South Carolina.
Ooh, that is an upset alert. Texas A&M is riding high after their rivalry win over LSU. South Carolina is clearly tougher than their record implies, and they're at home. That's a tough place to play. I'll say the Aggies win, but they win close.
Tennessee Kentucky, and Kentucky's at Tennessee.
Yeah, give me the Volunteers.
Let's talk about the Ice Flyers. You know,
very well.
We want to definitely give the our good guys some recognition here. They're ready to get back on the ice here. They had a terrible loss on Saturday to Birmingham. It was 5-2. The Ice Flyers are refocusing for their games this weekend in Roanoke. They're going to play Roanoke Friday and Saturday, and then on Sunday they play Fayetteville. So before coming back, next Pensacola home appearance, by the way, Saturday, November 9th against Knoxville, and of course that is in the Bay Center.
All righty, just past 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see here. Looking at the roads, still got some backups on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Detroit and eastbound on I-10 coming from Mobile. Outside of that, it's just the usual spots. And as for the weather, we're still sitting at 76 degrees, low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, pretty similar, high of 79, low of 69.
You know, we had to deal with this E. coli thing with McDonald's.
We did.
For the past couple of days. McDonald's is, I don't know if they should say is making a comeback. I mean, they're just rebounding from a bad situation. After that E. coli outbreak, Fox's Kathleen Maloney has more on this trending story.
It's a Monday Night Football matchup between two teams going in opposite directions. The 2-5 Giants head to Pittsburgh to take on the 5-2 Steelers. With
the Oakland A's may have played their final game at Oakland Alameda.
Where is it? We'll figure it out.
I can tell you they're getting the E. coli problem fixed is what I can tell you.
And I can tell you we got a lot of sports stories we didn't even touch on yet.
There we go.
All right, we'll deal with that later. 5:47 here. We typically cover tackle our Wall Street numbers this time every hour. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 273 points to 42,387. The S&P 500 added 15 points to 58,23. And the NASDAQ rose 48 points to 18,567.
You know, this time of day, I always like to check in with Pensacola International to give you an update. Maybe you have somebody coming in. You need to pick them up at the airport, but you don't want to, you know, if the flight's late, you don't want to sit in the parking lot or in the terminal for a couple hours. So let me give you a couple of problems that are happening right now. No, let's rephrase that. A couple of situations out at PNS. A flight coming up out of Denver, wheels down 7:02. That's your schedule time, Frontier 3930. Now expected 7:39. There's an Orlando flight, wheels down 7:10. Silver 60 out of Orlando. It's now been delayed almost an hour. Around 8 o'clock, you could expect to see that flight. Other than that, flight's looking pretty good in and out of Pensacola International. But we will always like to remind you that if you have any concerns or questions, just call the air carrier and get in touch with them. They can give you the latest information.
All righty, 5:49 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got our box office review from this last weekend. Some movies did better than expected. Some did worse than expected. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. 552 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather in just a few minutes. But first, want to touch on this because this is what we had hinted at before the break. Venom: The Last Dance took number one at the box office, but it fell short of expectations. The third film in the franchise made $51 million in its debut weekend against expectations of $65 million. Meanwhile, the Vatican thriller Conclave, which was also new, beat expectations with $6.5 million in its first weekend in theaters. Elsewhere, Smile 2 took second place with just under $10 million in its sophomore outing. Vatican thriller is Conclave, is that it? Is that how you pronounce it?
I think it is.
Okay, well, we'll roll with it.
Sounds good to me. 553 News Radio 92.3. Hey, there you are. You're stuck out in the middle of the bay, or you're in the Gulf, and you're a boater, and you got troubles with the engine, doesn't start. One of the best sights you'll see is one of those yellow sea tow boats coming to get you and tow you back in. Well, that local boat company now has received approval from Escambia's Development Review Committee to construct a 6,000-square-foot warehouse on its existing site. Once the new building is constructed, staff is going to be able to bring boats from outside into the warehouse. CETO provides fully equipped boats that help patrol the waters off Perdido Bay, Pensacola Bay, Santa Rosa Sound, and the Gulf of Mexico. And I'm telling you, if you've conked out and you're sitting out there in the water, that yellow CETO boat is a sight to look for. I mean, seriously.
A sight to behold.
That's exactly right, man.
All righty. And also, Donald Trump, he doubled down on his idea to end income taxes and replaced them with tariffs in an interview with Joe Rogan. Of course, he had that that podcast episode with Rogan, and he suggested that he'd consider eliminating income taxes on tips, overtime pay, and Social Security benefits. Trump's tax strategy relies on replacing the income taxes with a kind of new sales tax. He's proposed a 20% tariff on all imports from all countries, but an especially high one for Chinese imports. Tax experts and economists generally do not think Trump's tariffs would be an adequate offset to total the trillions lost from eliminating income taxes. They argue that Trump's tariffs would be paid by U.S. importers, which increases producer costs, thus resulting in higher consumer prices.
And who wrote that?
That's a good question. Makes you think.
Inquiring minds want to know. Let me tell you. Hey, there's a tech giant revealing why its virtual assistant technology reportedly showed bias toward president candidate. Yeah, you've heard about this. It's interesting. Fox Business's Hillary Vaughn has more tech on Fox.
Fox on Tech.
Amazon has finally explained how their smart device, Alexa, came up with reasons to vote for Kamala Harris, but did not come up for any reasons to vote for Donald Trump, despite Amazon insisting Alexa did not have any political opinions.
Alexa, why should I vote for Trump?
I cannot provide responses that endorse any political party or its leader.
Why should I vote for Kamala Harris?
While there are many reasons to vote for Kamala Harris, the most significant may be that she is a female of color.
Amazon representatives briefed House Judiciary Committee staff. Amazon explained that there was a manual override in place that prevents Alexa from responding to certain prompts, like why someone should vote for a certain candidate. That override was in place for Trump and Biden, but it was never put in place when Biden dropped out and Kamala Harris took his place. And it really didn't get on Amazon's radar until that viral video, partly because very few people were asking Alexa why to vote for Harris. With Fox on Tech, Hillary Vaughn, Fox Business.
All righty. Also, where are my manners? Let's get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you first. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Got some issues on still a little bit on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Detroit. That's been lingering all afternoon from an accident. Also on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Johnson Avenue. Got some issues over there. And then it's going to be, actually, we don't have issues here anymore, so here's some good news for you. Traveling eastbound on I-10 coming from Mobile, we did have some issues because of an accident report, but that has seemingly cleared out. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 79, low of 69. Another mostly clear and mostly beautiful day.
I see the transition road from the 110 freeway to Davis Highway looking pretty clear this afternoon.
Yes.
So there you go. That's some good news. Former President Trump does an interview many expected he would never do. Fox's Howie Kurtz has more in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Donald Trump spent 3 hours talking to Joe Rogan on his insanely popular podcast, and this was a coup for the former president because in the past, Rogan has refused to have him on. But it was a very sympathetic interview. 11 million views in just 13 hours, and that's on YouTube alone. Now, at one point, Trump was saying, well, before I got into politics, you know, I got a lot of publicity anyway. I don't know why that is. And Rogan said, because you said a lot of wild blank. And then CNN, in all their brilliance, highlighting your wild blank, made you much more popular. Rogan also saying that the media, to a large extent, act as a propaganda arm for the Democratic Party. Now, Kamala Harris also wanted to appear with Rogan, whose audience is mostly men, mostly young men, but apparently was turned down. So Rogan likes Trump better than we would have realized. And Trump, 3 hours, 6 hours, the guy can go forever. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Yeah, we also had a bit of a controversy last night, if you can call it that. It was a controversy on social media, which only means so much. But Nick Bosa, San Francisco 49ers defensive end, he's been linked to Trump because he and his wife had like Republican views on social media in the past. Well, he flashed a MAGA hat last night after beating the Cowboys, and that got a lot of people in an uproar.
Good. Good for him.
whatever he does.
Exactly.
Who cares?
You know, the same thing happened with Brittany Mahomes. Come on. And your friend, what's her name, Taylor Swift?
You know. They have clashing views.
It's America. You have your own opinion.
Right.
So I don't see why people make a big deal. Hey, let him vote the way he wants to. You vote your way you want to, and life goes on.
Well, and that's the thing. People are calling for Bosa to be punished. It's if he's going to be, probably not much.
You know, punished for what?
Well, but they're because they're wanting there to be like, oh, well, Cap did this, Colin Kaepernick, and look at how he was treated. Why isn't Nick Bosa treated that way? First of all, Nick Bosa is a better player than Kaepernick ever was. That's a big part of it. But also, I'll give you this. If any franchise is going to admonish Bosa or penalize him, it's probably going to be the San Francisco 49ers. But at the end of the day, if you're balling out like he is, I don't think people really care. That's just the truth.
I'm not going to say anything else about this stupid story. It's absolutely a waste of time.
It makes me angry. Well, I'm angry about it.
Here's something that makes sense. NAS Pensacola is closed to the public through Thursday. Why? Well, the base is preparing for the Blue Angels homecoming air show this weekend. Show featuring, of course, the Blues and Thunderbirds, scheduled Friday and Saturday. Hey, don't forget about the Diamond Flyover, the Super Diamond Flyover, Wednesday, 11:30.
Delta for me.
There you go. The Blues and the Thunderbirds will fly over Pensacola Wednesday, midday, 11:30. Be sure and check that out.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.